You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Roscommon. We've got a 7-race card on the flat to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, looking forward to tonight. Nice listed race, really good race. It's almost group class, that. I mean, a lot of horses have been running in much better races than this, sort of technically. So they've got a good selection of three-year-olds and older horses. So that's the highlight of the whole day, really.
Yeah, good race to look forward to. That's at 7:45. We'll move on to that in due course. But the first race this evening is the 5:45. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 7 furlongs. And the market this morning headed by Escondida, who's 15-8, 2-1 for Haraz. Antelope Canyon is 11-2, 13-2 for Weipu Cove, and 8s or bigger for the other two. Who'd you like in the opener, Andy?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, this. Both of these two horses, top of the betting, have showed promise. Haraz, from a stable, I've got a massive amount of time for. And Escondida, who's had 3 runs, but seems to be going the right way on each of those starts. A lot will depend on track position here tonight and how the race pans out. And with that in mind, I'd probably just slightly favour Escondida. I'm going to go against Mickey Halford's Haraz, which probably will come back to bite me in the backside, because I do like going with Mickey's once they've had a run. But Escondida has had a course run as well under his belt when he just got beat by Henshaw last time out. It was a bit of a shock winner. But back in second was Galway Bay, who'd previously finished second to Argentiero the time before. We've seen a winner out of this race already in the shape of Greyscape, who won the other night for the Paddy Prendergast stable at Tipperary. So that form doesn't look too bad. He just probably might just have a bit more scope than Haraz, who, it's very difficult to tell on the TV screens, but didn't look all that big and imposing when he ran on his debut at Garvan Park, albeit it was a really encouraging run. He was behind Aidan O'Brien's Air Vice Marshal and Hapala, had both got previous experience. He's definitely the likely danger, but he's drawn stall 6 on the wing a little bit, and with Kevin Manning drawn 1, he might just go around the inside and get first run. So with that in mind, with his track experience already assured, I'll go with Escondida on this occasion.
Escondida friendly then in the opener. The second race is the 6:15. This one is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs, and it's 4-1 co-favourites of 3 at the time of recording this, with Burnview Lady, Sophie Spirit and Vasilia Gal all at the top of the betting. 6-1 for 6 of Hearts. Money for Mistress Marin Rio, who's 12s into 8s. 11-1 for Pontificate, and 14s or bigger for the others. An open contest of 6:15. Andy, who'd you like in there?
Yeah, not a lot of these win on a regular basis, or certainly haven't been in the last year or so. If you look at sort of like the statistics for horses like Stoichkov and Six of Hearts, Sophia Spirit and Versailles Gay, you know, there's a long time between drinks for these horses. So I'm probably looking for one with a little bit more upside than what the rest of the market suggests. And that Mistress Marin Rio would be one of interest here. You know, she's quite lightly raced, and I thought she ran really well over 6 furlongs the last day down in Nice. It's a race where Astad and Longfield Lad fought out the finish. But I thought there was plenty of encouragement to be taken from this 4-year-old filly by Captain Rio, as she stayed on eye-catchingly from the back of the field. And that was her first real sign of any significance. Obviously, she'd been running largely on the all-weather scene in the middle of winter. So the fact that that was her first run for a while. She was also detached on that far side rail, which obviously was a little bit of an inconvenience. But she's just a bit of a hunch here. Nothing more, nothing less. I wouldn't go overboard about the race, but there was lots to take out of that run down in Roscommon last time out. So off a mark of 47, let's hope she can step up and run another nice race here tonight.
Onto the third race next, which is the 6:45. This one is a filly's handicap over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Perfect Fit at the time of recording this, who's 3-1. 7-2 for Crudin. She's a Pistol Sixers. 13-2 for Love Letter and Botanical Lady. And 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the 6:45?
I'll go with Crudin here. Jim Bolger's filly. She has failed to win a race yet, but there was plenty of encouragement with her last performance, particularly on the clock. That race at Almada won the other day in Garen was quite a good time. It was a race that obviously Firecrown was expected to take. He was a very short price favourite for the John Ox camp, and he failed to deliver the goods. And it was others that obviously took advantage, including Corrigine, who filled the runner-up berth. But I do like the way she kept on all the way to the line, and that was a much better effort than what she's been previously achieving so far this season, of course. Jim Bolger rather audaciously ran her in a listed race early on in the season. Perhaps that was some kind of recognition of how highly he regarded her sort of like chances in a race like that. So, you know, there's so many ifs and buts about this race. I'm not totally convinced by one or two, including Love Letter. She's a pistol. She carries her head a little bit high. I think Perfect Fit is probably a worthy favourite based on that run behind Moantry the other day in Sligo. But at the same time, she's no great shakes. So Corrigine, available to back around about the 4-1 mark this morning. Looks a fair enough each way bet in that 6:45.
The fourth race is the 7:15. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile and a quarter. And Monolite is the 11-4 favourite, being supported from 3-1 this morning as well. Van Schaik is 100-30, 7-2 for Tory Pines, 9-2 for Spiritual Man, 10s for Vintage Charm, and 12-1 or bigger for the others. Monolite at the top of the betting handy, being supported as well. And the cheap piece has gone. Three decent enough efforts in maidens. Do you think this is the time he gets off the mark?
I do, yeah. It's not a great maiden, must admit, in by Roscommon standards. So we're dealing with probably just a handful here who are going to make any kind of effect on the final result. I don't really like that Spiritual Man's form down in Cork. It's a very slow time in gallop. Got beat quite readily the other night by Cradle Mountain. So we'll disregard him, which leaves us with Monolite, Van Schaik and Tory Pines. Now, Tory Pines gets the boot because Monolite finished ahead of him last time out in the Curragh. And that is the race I'm going to concentrate on, actually, because, to be fair, Tory Pines was the one who generated the very fast speed figure, which ultimately was ended off by Morning Mix. He's going to be my one horse to follow, or one of a few horses to follow for the remainder of the season in Ireland. I think he's a gorgeous horse, Jim Bolger's charge, and he's definitely going to make up into a group horse in time. So I thought Monolite actually didn't run too badly in the face of it. He got stopped as well. I think he definitely would have finished second, by the way. He went for a run up the inside as Tory Pines was fading, and the door rather slammed in his face, and he had to switch again and get his momentum going. So I think he probably would have finished second, probably beaten around 5 or 6 lengths. And in the speed figure that race ended up with, and that definitely puts him a little bit clear of this field. I certainly respect Van Schaik, who ran well down in a good number of races down in Down Roll the other day. The third horse has run subsequently, and boosted the form quite well. So I do think he's going to give my selection plenty to think about. But the cheek piece is on for the first time. Stabling in good form. I'm going to go with Monolite in the 7:15.
Monolite friendly there then. The big race of the evening is the 7:45. This is the Lenny Band Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and a half. And Bantry Bay is 9-4 favourite this morning. 9-2 for Don Camillo. Altessa is 5-1. 6s for Panama Hat. 8s for Drifting Mist. 10s for Aherin. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Good race to look forward to, Andy. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, this is an absolute humdinger. A lot depend on what the ground is like tonight at Roscommon. At time of recording, it's good to firm. But there are forecast showers, like there is over in this side of the country. And Roscommon, smack bang in the middle of Ireland, of course, could get those showers drifting in off the Atlantic. So I wouldn't want to be sort of betting in this race too early until I know exactly what the conditions are, because some horses want firm ground, some horses are a little bit in between, and some horses definitely want soft. So with that in mind, it becomes a very, very trappy race to get involved with early doors. But the main market move has been for Bantry Bay. I could certainly see why a lot of punters are keen to get with Aidan O'Brien's three-year-old. He put up a good speed figure performance down in the Curragh before sent to Royal Ascot to contest the 2-mile, 3-year-old conditions race. And for a large majority of that race, he looked as though he was going to land the gamble. He was back, of course, from 6-1 into 3-1. But it went the way of Stable Companion in the end aloft. Bantry Bay has also got carried off a true line as well. He probably would have finished a little bit closer, but ultimately he didn't quite get the trip. So I think 1.5 could well turn out to be his best distance. It could have done with a slightly better draw here, however, and stall 11 right out on the wing. That will cause complications to Xiaomi Heffernan, but he probably just edges it sort of like standard-wise, but there are plenty of others lining up here to take advantage if Fantry Bay doesn't come up to scratch. And the other one is the other three-year-old in the race, which I'm prepared to tip today, and that's Don Camillo. Now, he comes out of that tercentenary race, which was won in spectacular fashion by one of the horses of the season, Time Test, and this is the first horse to represent the form. He was drawn in stall 13 that day, so he was right up on the wing. He raced wide early, didn't get much cover early on, and he turned into the home straight with only one behind him. So he actually ran quite well to finish seventh in a very hot race where the sectionals were really hot from three and four out. And basically, he was just getting outpaced by much quicker horses. I'm hoping that this slightly steady rhythm tonight might just suit him, and he could well come into his own out over a distance, which should suit his run style. He took into the mix Al Test, Panama Hat, Drifting Mist, have all got very good speed figures in and around this kind of distance in these races before. And this is a real humdinger tonight. As I said, my main selection at the moment is Don Camillo, but that could easily change as the night goes on if the ground changes.
On to the penultimate race next, which is the 8.15, and this one is a handicap over a mile and a half. It's for three-year-olds rated 50 to 80, and Buzz Off Barroso is the 5-2 market leader. 3-1 for Social Climber. My Twinkle is 4-1. Nines for Duke of Medina, and 10s or bigger for the others. Buzz Off Barroso under at the top of the betting really caught the eye at Ballinrobe last time. Stepping up in trip here, do you think that'll suit?
I do, yeah. She's definitely a winner waiting to happen. I can't believe that she won't get off the mark sooner rather than later, off a mark of just 60. And on the indication of her last two starts, particularly that last one at Ballinrobe the last day, she's definitely running herself into spectacular form. She absolutely charged home the other day in that race that eventually went the way of Best Kept Secret. I mean, she turned in with only a handful behind her, so God only knows how she finished second. Such is her finishing qualities. It's probably a mistake to run her over a mile and a quarter around Ballinrobe because it didn't really suit her. She was also a little bit of a night catcher the time before in Fairy House when, again, not getting the cleavage to run through that day in a race which was won by the subsequent winner, Oceana Queen. So she's building up a nice little profile at the moment. She comes from a yard in good form. And this, albeit it's a sharpish track, it's a little bit less so than Ballinrobe. And the long straight of three furlongs at least gives a chance to get into top gear, and it's also an uphill finish for the last furlong and a half. So every chance tonight for Buzz Off Barroso to show what she can do and stretch her legs in the home straight, and hopefully she'll justify a position in the market.
And on to the final race next, and this is the 8.45. We'll finish here with a maiden over a mile and a half, and Affinity heads to the market at 5-2, 100-30 for McNicholson, Henry's Girl is 9-2, 6-1 for Hudson's Bay, 8s for French Approach, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Well, this is quite a good betting race here because obviously John Locks has got the favourite, the newcomer, Affinity, caught by Sea of the Stars, of course, and he could well turn out to be quite a nice individual in the future, but it might well be presumed that his lack of experience could just count against him around this sharp track. Mac Nicholson's a horse who's been sort of banging his head against the wall for the last year or so, over hurdles, over fences and on the flat. He's just a very consistent horse, but he struggles to win. Hudson's Bay's obviously had one or two issues because Jim Baldry could never get the best out of him. He sometimes had to be ponied down to the start. He was a big unit that obviously had some kind of wind or mechanical problems because he could just never piece it all together. So I'm only really left with one horse to tip here, and I'm quite surprised that she's available back at the price she is. And that is Henry's Girl, who I thought ran a real eye-catching race first time up for these connections in a decent race won by Awesome Star, who is a very consistent performer trained by John Ox. He's subsequently gone well to run pretty well in a decent race at the Curragh next time. And John Keeley, don't forget, this time last year was really doing well with a mare called Toe the Line, who runs in the 7.45. So he's definitely okay with these mares in these kind of conditioned races. Interesting that Pat Smullen's been booked as well. So obviously John Keeley, very shrewd operator, has gone out of his way to get the very best pilot. So I reckon she's one of the best bets on the card here. If you can get 9-2, 5-1, I've seen a few quotes this morning. I think that'll go quite abruptly during the day, and be difficult to get her out of the frame. So Henry's Girl, strong each-way recommendation in the last.
Strong selection for Andy there. Then let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, we'll start off with the two-year-olds, and Escondida gets a vote in the first. 6.15, tough old race there, but I'll go with the lightly raced mistress, Marin Rio, who ran an eye-catching race of the day down in Nace. Crew Jean looks a solid each-way selection in the 6.45. I'll give Malalite another go after a good run in a good speed figure last time out in the Curragh. In the big race, the Lebedan Stakes, I'll take a chance with the three-year-old Don Camillo, who's the first horse to come out of that Red Hot Terse and Tenere. Buzz Off Barossa has been a big eye catch on her last two starts, and she's got every chance of now finally winning a race. And in the 8:45, Henry's Girl, who's been put in a whopping 5-1 with quite a few firms, looks a real solid each-way bet in the final race.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck. And we'll look forward to having you in the studio as well this afternoon.
Yeah, see you later.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.